हम सभी बहुत सौभाग्यशाली हैं. वी आर फॉर्चुनेट दैट वी हैव विद अस सिस्टर शरोना, नेशनल कोऑर्डिनेटर ऑफ रमा कुमारीज इज़राइल. आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट सिस्टर शरोना टू द स्टेज फॉर द नेक्स्ट सेशन ऑन द टॉपिक अवेकनिंग द इनर पावर्स. Sister Sharona, born in United States, holds a master's degree in adult education from the University of Sorbonne in France, where she lived and worked for 10 years at an adult education research center. In 1983, she came across the Brahma Kumaris in Paris. Soon after beginning her spiritual studies with them, she was invited to open the first Brahma Kumaris center in Boston. She then spent the next 15 years teaching and overseeing the work of Brahma Kumaris in the New England area. In 1998, Sharona was invited to bring the work of Brahma Kumaris to Israel. Since then, she has remained in Israel working for the spiritual empowerment of all people and the unification of different parts of society through the education and practice of Raj Yoga meditation. Sister Sharona also travels extensively spreading the message of inner peace and hope to help create a healthy, happy and prosperous global society. With these words, let us welcome Sister Sharona with big round of applause. And I would like to request sisters to welcome Sister Sharona with badge and plant. And for the next half an hour, let us sit peacefully with full concentration and listen to Sister Sharona on the topic Awakening the Inner Powers.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. First of all, I want to thank the beautiful presentations that we received earlier. So much very important information. And I also want to thank the organizers of this conference, because I feel that after a presentation like we just heard, it's very good that we have a session on power. Power. Because it's quite frightening what we heard. How many would agree? It's a bit intimidating what we heard. How many would agree? Yeah. So how great that after a presentation like that, we have a session on awakening our inner power. So this is a very good news session, like many of the sessions you would have had already. Because basically, this session is to remind us that we are very, very powerful. And actually, there isn't anything, including all these different addictions we just heard about, there isn't anything that we cannot overcome. Do you believe this? Listening to presentations like this, honestly, I can question. I can wonder, what has humanity come to? Living in the country I'm living in, what has humanity come to? There can be a question. Can we win? Win means, or I should say, we means goodness. Can goodness win? Is virtue and quality actually going to prevail? Seeing what we're seeing, hearing presentations like we just heard. So again, the very good news that yes, they will be overcome. Goodness will prevail. But there are a couple of key components to this, and that's what I want to share with you today. Does that sound good? This means yes, this means no. Yeah? Okay. I need this to be a very easy session for you because I feel that was very full out. And so let's just take this easy. In fact, I'd like to start with a few minutes of meditation again and some commentary. Just a few minutes to take up an extremely simple truth. I am a soul. Can I offer this thought to my mind? I am a point of light. Radiant, eternal. And to help me think this, visualize it. Create an analogy of it. A calm lake at the top of the mountain. And just see what feelings come up. Just be honest. If there's no feeling, that's fine. Just go back to this thought, I am a soul. I'm not the body. I am radiant, divine light. And again, create the image, see it. And check your feelings, honestly. If you feel nothing, fine. Just go back to that same thought. Who am I? Is it possible that I could be just this tiny point? Pure, divine light, peaceful, divine being. And create that image, that lake at the top of the mountain. And check your feelings. And go back to the thought. I am beautiful, divine being, pure, shimmering light. And my original quality is peace. See it. The clean, clear waters of a lake at the top of the mountain, so serene. This is who I am. Shanti. Very simple exercise, very, very simple. How many were able to come into some kind of feeling of calm, quiet, peace? How many could do it? How many could feel that in the first round, first time we gave ourselves the thought or the image and checked our feelings? How many had that feeling right at the beginning? Some. But by the end, how many had it? What did we do? All we did was give our mind a very simple thought, but a thought full of power because it's a thought of truth. This is the power of truth. It starts with the eternity and the beauty of my being. And what I want to say here is that this awareness of my true self is all we need to awaken our power. This is it. You will find that the more you put yourself into that awareness, to that point where you're actually experiencing that peace or that light, many other powers will start emerging for you. Many other aspects of truth will start emerging for you. For example, what you'll find is that you are able, in that awareness, you are able to actually separate yourself. Not from people, not from life, but you can separate yourself from any negativity inside you, any negative emotions or thoughts. That's its power. You can separate yourself from any negativity going on around you. It's a power. It's one of the first of 8 powers that we work with in the Brahma Kumaris. And it awakens naturally as much as I practice this first awareness of truth. I can separate myself. The image we give is the turtle, the tortoise, who's able to pull in its legs, its head, and rest in an inner world which is completely separate from what's going on outside. Secondly, another power which is just awakened with this awareness is you will find that in that space you are in charge of your mind. You can choose whatever thought you want to think. How many would be interested in that kind of power? To choose, take charge of the mind. How many interested in this? It's right, because thoughts are what create my emotions. Scratch any feeling deeply enough, you will find at its origin is a thought. Even if I haven't thought it in decades. If I can control my mind, I start to control my emotions. Feelings are the precursor to my attitude. My attitude is the precursor of my speech and my behavior. So see what I start to come back in charge of just by being able to choose what thoughts I'm going to think. This is a power also, second power. And we call it the power to pack up. The image we use is when you go on a journey, especially these days, allowance of luggage is very low. So you're careful. You choose carefully what you're going to take with you. In the same way, when I go into a meeting or when I'm about to encounter someone with whom there's some kind of challenge or difficulty, can I go into that with the right kind of thoughts, which will then shape my feelings, my attitude, what I say, and my behavior. So it's not a small power, the power to pack up. And what I'll also find, as much as I continue to deepen that awareness, that I am not the body. Which, by the way, means I'm not the character that has evolved whilst I, the soul, have been living in this body. I'm not that character. No matter how controlling I've become, how impatient I've become, how stressful I've become, that is not who I really am. That's what it means to come into this awareness that I'm separate from the body. I'm a soul, divine being, very peaceful. Coming into those first two powers is a wonderful thing. But it's not just to make me sustain well-being for myself. It's just kind of like a foundation or a beginning to being able to come from a very clean and good space in interaction with others. What I'll find as I deepen my awareness of my original and true self is very naturally I will be able to tolerate a lot. Tolerance as a power is kind of like, you know, the grid on a car. If your car has a good tolerance level, excuse me for the engineers in the audience because I am not an engineer, but I've understood that if there's a good tolerance level, then there will be bumps on the road and you won't even feel it. Tolerance as a power means people can be insulting. We can be short of time. And there is reason to be stressed, but I won't feel it. Very naturally, very naturally, I'll be able to respond instead of react. Very wonderful power. And I, the soul, I, the being, I'm made from these energies. Just like you would have learned that the soul is not just not the body. It's divine energies. Just as you learn that divine energies means there's peace in there, there's love in there, there's joy. These are energies and the soul is made from this. In the same way, these powers are energies and the soul is made from these energies. So I will discover that I am very capable of not even feeling that I've been insulted, but I'll be able to respond from power, from inside, not from faking it, not from a performance, not from having tried to cultivate or develop this thing called tolerance. That's not a power. That's not a spiritual power anymore. I'll find that I'm able to accommodate. Now, the third and fourth powers. The image we use for tolerance, by the way, is the tree, an apple tree, whereby little children are throwing stones at the tree because they want the apples. See the tolerance of the tree. It doesn't reject the children. It doesn't pick up its branches and run away. It allows the apples to fall so the children have apples. See the power of tolerance, enabling me to respond, to give, whatever it is people need. In the same way, this power to accommodate, I will find that I'm able to just keep moving forward. No matter what comes in front of me, what are the challenges or difficulties? Wonderful powers, and I, the soul, am made from them. And maybe the situation or the relationship doesn't really require from me tolerating or being accommodating. Maybe there's something I have to face. This is another power. I have the power to face everything. And what's interesting in this particular power is that it's not facing down the weaknesses and the issues of others as much as this power enables me to see what's missing in me, which is allowing this relationship to go this way or this situation to keep happening. So for example, maybe somebody is very disrespectful towards me. Maybe there is a lot of insult and injury. And maybe I've been tolerating it for a long time or trying to accommodate it. But maybe actually what's really needed is to face this fact that I'm being disrespected again and again. There is insult coming to me again and again. What is it in me that's making this happen? Dadi Jenki, the administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris, who passed on a few years ago, she used to say, you know, if somebody's throwing insults at you, that isn't nice. If somebody is disrespecting you, that isn't nice. But what are you doing which makes you into such a garbage bin that they can throw that kind of garbage at you? So the power to face means I have the ability, I have the power to see, oh, maybe this is that opportunity to practice my self-respect, to practice my courage, to put it on the table with royalty, with dignity, with peace. Excuse me, but I feel that the manner in which you're talking to me is, this is the power to face, and I have this power too. And just in case I'm not too sure, should I be tolerating here, accommodating, or should I be facing something here? We have another power, which is the power to discern. We know. What is life constructing versus life destroying? What is wrong? We know. This is a power we have. It's called the power to discern. And even beyond that, we have the power to put into action what we know is right. So if using my power to discern, I understand that it's time to say something to this person. It's time to face my own lack of self-respect. So let me sit in the awareness of who I am. Let me come into that experience of myself as not what is the character of today, but that divine being. And just see, we do have the power to actually put it into action. We call it the power to judge, but it means make a decision and act on it. We have this power. In French, the word power is pouvoir. Pouvoir. And it means two things. They use this word for two things. Power and also ability. I can. So there are three keys, I feel, which enable this awakening of my powers. Call it awakening or call it activating. And as I'm saying, it's a natural consequence of the very first thing we did in this session. As I deepen the awareness of the most fundamental truth, these powers awaken. So first key component is awareness. Not necessarily awareness of each power, although it's good to know myself in detail as to what my power is. But to experience that self and watch it naturally emerge, this is the most important component. A regular practice, sit down before I start my day, during the day, once an hour. I'm sure you heard many different times and creative ways you can keep coming back to that primary awareness. And secondly, second key concept into awakening these powers is to put into practice this awareness. Don't run away from this person who's insulting you. Don't ignore this opportunity to see something and grow. Put into practice your awareness, starting with the divine soul that I am, and just see how any one of these powers will become available to you. I have so many examples of this, so many. There was once a fellow who came to me, slightly off track spiritually and creating disturbances in the gathering. And he wanted to come and kind of complain and also blame. And I just knew that if I wasn't going to be very powerful, I would react and start kind of lecturing, which is absolutely not what is needed for this particular person. So, in order to stay powerful, not give in to my teachy, preachy habits, again, I just went into the awareness of the divine being I am. I used my power to withdraw, used my power to see the thoughts that I wanted to be working with. Very, very naturally, I found my power to discern working, and I was speaking so powerfully. Right words were coming up without any thoughts beforehand, deliberate or conscious thoughts. Same even for this lecture before I came on stage. So many thoughts, because there's so many things we can say about each one of these powers, let alone the power of a divine soul who's recognized herself. So I saw all these thoughts, so much confusion, so much. So again, just sat, brought myself into this awareness, and so much clarity came. So we have to put into practice this awareness. And finally, I would say, just to be clear about the aim of all this kind of effort, or you could call it attention, the aim. Do I want to be a better person? Do I want to be an influencer in the most positive and elevated and essential way? Because I can share with you a very big motivation for doing this kind of work. You're here, so I'm sure you already are aware of it. But when enough of us, not all of us, not 8 billion people, but just enough of us, when the critical mass number of people are working from this awareness, this raw, pure energy of goodness, this power to override the old programmings and conditionings in my own self, but then of those around me and the circumstances around me. When enough of us are working with this power, we're going to move the whole planet out of this night and back into its day. Because this is also the good news. There's no country on the planet right now, more than the countries in the Middle East, which are in the night of humanity's journey. But I'm telling you, all the Brahma Kumaris in all those countries, as in any country dealing with war, this power It's not just available, but it's working. We go into the bomb shelters in a completely different mood, completely different attitude, and it influences everybody else in the shelter, including the dogs and the cats. Everybody can become calm. So whether I want to play the part of a world influencer and move humanity forward in its journey out of this night into its day, this winter into its spring, whether my motivation is that grand or it's just simple, I want my relationships to improve. I want to be a better person. I want to pay my karmic debts and its wealth of character which pays them. The main thing is, just to be simple and just to finish, we want to be happy. Not to be a slave to all my programmings and conditionings and a slave to all the negativity all around brings a huge amount of happiness. And when we can share that with others, free others from that slavery, and know that each act as such is like a drop moving us forward, brings a lot of happiness. Self-sovereignty, Brahma Kumari's Raja Yoga. I sincerely thank you for coming to this conference, for Brahma Kumari's to offer this conference. I know as educators you are influencers, and so all my best wishes in continuing to be the very, very excellent people that you are and you bring to your role and your task. Om Shanti. Thank you. Should we take a few minutes of silence once again?